Nolte, Report-CNN Leadership Unhappy with Caitlin Collins and Her Dismal Ratings. By John Nolte on July 25, 2023. The latest reporting from inside CNN. The basement-rated fake news outlet that will almost certainly be sold for parts within the next few years suggests that the outlet's leadership is not pleased with Caitlin Collins, nor with the ratings of the source. CNN should have listened to me. After all, my advice is as insightful as it is free. Nurse Ratched was never going to succeed as an anchor, much less a primetime anchor, much less the 9 p.m. anchor. Collins has all the appeal of a first wife, so why put her directly against MSNBC's Rachel Maddow on Monday nights and Alex Wagner Tuesday through Friday nights? Collins is a left-wing extremist with zero charm. Maddow and Wagner are equally left-wing but more pleasant to spend time with. So what did Collins have to offer? Only downside, baby. And when you're talking about PMLL, the downside is all that's for sale anymore. More. It is currently unclear what Collins' fate will be now that Licht is gone from the network. But CNN's new leadership is reportedly unhappy with Collins and the source's ratings. Puck reported that the source has shown little substantive growth since its inception in early June and that Collins draws roughly a third of the audience that Rachel Maddow and Alex Wagner average on MSNBC. Also shocking was the outlet's report that Collins only draws a quarter of the audience Sean Hannity draws on Fox News. Other CNN insiders reportedly question how long Collins can remain in the 9 p.m. time slot, continues the report. Here's the worst of it. Caitlin Collins will go down as Chris Licht's original sin. Ouch. Chris Licht, of course, is the recently removed PMLL CEO. What was he thinking? Collins had failed in her role as a morning co-anchor. Collins had failed spectacularly during her gloriously devastating role as the moderator of former President Trump's triumphant town hall. So, as is always the case in the corporate media, Collins failed all the way up to CNN's plum primetime slot. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what CNN does with Nurse Ratched or with the 9 p.m. slot. CNN is doomed. CNN cannot survive on merit, which is advertising revenue based on ratings. No one watches CNN. The fake news network's survival is wholly dependent on the affirmative action of cable TV carriage fees. And that affirmative action is quickly coming to an end. It gets worse for these liars. A few years ago, CNN's ratings were terrible. But it could still make waves and influence the news cycle. Today, CNN cannot even do that. CNN has no influence on the daily narrative. It is the proverbial tree falling in the forest with no one listening. Why? Because no one believes anything CNN reports. Why? Read on. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Anyway, what kind of professional news network programs its primetime schedule this way? Hey, let's promote someone who will say the exact same stuff MSNBC says, but our anchor will not have any charm, insight, personality, facial movement, or magnetism. And then, when that formula failed with Jake Tapper, CNN decided to try it again with Nurse Ratched. And here's the result. The only news CNN makes anymore surrounds the outlet's slow-motion implosion, something every decent American should enjoy. Like it's ice cream and pie in a world where every day is Saturday and every pretty girl has a sense of humor. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.